And we, once we rescued two lives, or saved two lives. This was up the ore. We were towing, as usual, three dinghies, and we had come, I suppose, anyway, we were coming north from Orr. Now, we came up the reach where Orr is, then it turns to port sharply, and then it turns to starboard sharply. And when we got round to this second turning, we went round the corner, there's a nice lee there, and we anchored and settled down to have lunch. And something made me go on deck. Don't know what it was. So I went on deck, and in the usual seaman-like way, I scanned the horizon, and astern of me, a long way away, must have been half a mile, a good half mile, over in the bight of the bend we just passed, was a sailing dinghy with a sail half up the mast and flapping in the wind. And a figure in the water at her stern, and another figure about 20 feet astern of the dinghy. The dinghy was stationary, more or less, over the bottom. The wind was holding her against the tide. But one man, or one figure, was drifting away. You can tell that in about 10 seconds, because I saw the distance increase. So called the family on deck. I went up and got the anchor up. Claire, Tessa, or one, somebody took the tiller, and we were quickly underway to rescue the chap who was floating free. We got to him fairly quickly, and he seemed pretty far gone, though he had a life jacket on. He was a middle-aged man, and the waves were sort of breaking over him. And the life jacket was holding him in that position, so the water sort of washing over his face. And we went alongside him. I then turned off the engine, and June, I think it was, or Claire, pulled the big dinghy up alongside, because our topsides are very high. And we never thought of all the, well, we had a device for getting people on board. We never thought of that. What we thought was to get hold of him first. So I looked around quickly and decided we'd got quite a few minutes to drift quite happily on the tide. We wouldn't go aground. And I told the chap that the engine was off and he was no danger in being chopped to pieces by the propeller. June got into the dinghy first, and got him alongside the dinghy, but couldn't pull him on board. So I went in, down into the dinghy as well, and with the weight of June and me, we could get the gunwale of the dinghy down to the water level. And when it was right down there, we then got him and we rolled him in to the dinghy. There he was, safe. And then we let him recover a bit and got him on board. Just by, he recovered sufficiently. Told us later he was drowning because he couldn't breathe with the water coming over his face all the time. And we turned around and went back and picked up, went alongside the dinghy that was floating with a chap astern, and we went alongside him, got hold of the dinghy, and quite quickly he got aboard the dinghy first. He was in quite fit condition. He was all right. And he got the sail down in the dinghy. And can't remember whether he bailed her out at all. He may have done. But she was about half full of water. And we learned from this chap. He came aboard. So we then had four dinghies. And we turned around and the tide was sweeping us down towards Orford. So we headed back towards Orford. He told us that they had come from what's the town up at the end of Orford?
Aldborough.
They'd come from Aldborough. And their wives were driving round to Orr to pick them up. So that's what we did. We got them. We just motored quietly back to Orford, went alongside the quay there, and got them ashore. I never thought at all of calling for help, because I think if I called for help and relied on help coming, the chap in the water who said he was drowning, I think he probably would have done. And anyway, got them ashore, handed their dinghy over, tied their dinghy on the shore, and Tessa had been down in the cabin, had prepared the cabin for visitors, because we were just, when all this had started, we were just having lunch, just sat down to start lunch. So I can't remember quite what we did, We didn't stay on the end of the pier at Walton at all, because we'd go around. But we never heard from them again. So we trust they survived all right. Thought we might have had a lesson of thanks, but we didn't. That's the only time, I think. So something niggles me. I think we did a rescue another time, but I can't remember what it was. Ah, here is Claire.
Hello. I'll turn it off for now then.